Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Life by Life West. I'm your host, our co-host, I should say, Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life West. And I've got my co-host on the screen with us, my wife, my rock, my everything, Mary Oberstein. Hi, Mary. Good to see you.
Hi. You too.
I love those pictures behind you. I just don't see me in any of them. Oh, I do see me there. Between the four women, I kind of like fade into the background.
What happens. He always let you in the pictures.
I know you do. I know. Call me last. I know. Yeah, I never have to worry about my hair, right? That's the good thing. But hey, you know what, Mary, we've got, for our viewers, we've got a great guest with us today. He's a young grad, graduated in 2020, immediately graduated from Life West mm-hmm. immediately went to San Jose and practiced with a very good friend of Mary and mine, Dr. Mindy Pels, and just did phenomenal there. And just, because he is a phenomenal person. And then California just wasn't your jam, I guess, originally from Ohio. And he ended up moving to Florida. Right now, he's sitting in Naples, Florida, where he started a practice 14 months ago. And they are going gangbusters. We have Dr. Jared Ward on with us. Welcome, Jared.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's so cool. I mean, I ran into you. I don't know if Mary was with me or not that time in Clearwater. Well, no,
Sarasota. Sarasota. We were in Sarasota. Mary wasn't there.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, you weren't there, Mary. It was great to see you. We just, ran into each other. But Jared is doing amazing things, and he's an amazing gentleman. He's a phenomenal chiropractor. And he's got a good story to tell. So we're going to jump into it and kind of move forward. I think the big thing is this. I mean, the first question, of course, is how'd you get in chiropractic? What was your journey?
Yeah. So mine's a little bit pretty interesting. So my dad is actually a foot and ankle surgeon. He's a podiatrist, but he mainly does surgery. And I was kind of exploring career options, and I knew I wanted to do root cause healthcare, right? And I asked my dad, who very accomplished, he's like second in the world to perform a surgery. He's director of a residency program, right? I asked him, Dad, should I go to medical school or chiropractic school to do root cause healthcare? And he said, you should be a chiropractor. And so that really is awesome, right? Speaks to his open-mindedness. And so I began exploring that route. And then also just a personal health crisis. I went with my dad on a medical service trip in Kenya. While I was there, I got a parasite without realizing it. Came back. I was actually sick for about 4 years. I started passing out in high school, like getting really dizzy, a lot of digestive disturbances. And the person who really helped me recover from that after lots of other doctor's appointments, things like that, was a chiropractor. And so she really inspired me. She did this beautiful blend of chiropractic, nutrition, all kinds of things. And I was symptom free in 3 months and then gradually began building my health back. So when I saw that, I was like, I want to do that. That's amazing. So it was definitely a couple nudges along the way that got me to where I am. And so super happy to be doing it.
Hey, but out of Ohio, we're in Ohio.
Yeah. So I was born in Columbus, grew up around Lima. The doctor that I saw was in Findlay. So just really small town, rural Ohio. But yeah, it's like kind of the medical hub for the corner of the state. So that's why we were there.
Yeah, I love it. But and mm-hmm. What brought you to Life West? I mean, you had so many schools along the way, and I love mm-hmm. to hear this, Mary, because it's like,
I know.
How'd that journey happen?
Yeah. Okay. So
besides Left West being the best school, I mean,
well, exactly. You didn't know that then. So I actually graduated with my bachelor's in 3 years. So I kind of took a gap year, and I always loved the West Coast. I had been to California before. So I actually moved to Humboldt County, and I worked kind of, I did this basically like a faith-based just kind of program for a year, just kind of checking it out, worked a part-time job, just chilled. Cause I kind of wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. Cause I studied psychology in my undergrad. I started working in a community mental health center and I hated it. It just felt so inauthentic. Like we're feeding them white bread, American cheese, and they have schizoaffective disorder. Right. So just, I knew about the gut brain connection from my own experience. I was like, I can't do this. So I'm moving to the West Coast. So I did. I drove cross country without having a place to live. I was like, I'll sleep in my car if I have to, and found a place to live. Anyway, so I spent a year there. And then when I started kind of exploring, okay, maybe I should go into chiropractic, I began reaching out to schools. I had a 4.0 GPA in undergrad. And so a lot of the schools were insistent upon me going back to undergrad and getting more science credits. And I was like, just let me try. Like, let me, I know I can do it. You know, I was valedictorian in high school, top of my class in college. And Life West was like, I was like, okay. So I thought I had to start in another year, but Life West called me. They're like, you want to start in 4 weeks? And I was like, well, let's do it. So that's what got me to Life West. And I was like, sweet. It's in California. I like it here. And yeah, so that's how I started. And I'm so glad I did. It really felt like it was meant to be. Cause when I got there, I think it just really shaped me so much of freedom to just blossom into the chiropractor I wanted to be. So I'm so happy that I went there.
Yeah. Awesome. That's so awesome. And it's just amazing because, I mean, it just sounds like you were just listening to that voice within, right? You know, that just kind of, you know, go from Ohio to go to Humboldt, just to follow the vibe, you know, and then ended up starting chiropractic school, which I just learned in 4 weeks, right? And just listening and following, right? You know, right? And Jared, that's how I know you anyways. I know you as a person who really is heart-centered and, you know, when that heart speaks, you know, and I didn't know you were valedictorian. I have no idea. I didn't know that. I don't know what your GPA was at Life West, but I do know you're involved in a tremendous amount of things and you're always active. Yeah. And just absorbed as much.
Well, it was great too when I was at Life West because I tutored almost every class that I passed at least once. And I tutored general pathology for like 3 years. And it was just really cool to be like, hey, because a lot of students, when they come in without a science background, I think they feel intimidated. And so it was really cool for me to be top of my class, graduated with honors, right? To be like, hey, you can do it. I did it. You can do it. And so that was a really cool opportunity, I think. So, yeah.
Yep.
And what I always heard about you was like, you were just like a real team player and like everyone knew you on campus.
I always tell people, I'm not shy. So usually people figure out who I am.
Wow. Okay. So I want to keep going with the story. So, okay. So you graduated mm-hmm. from West, and I know we heard about you because Mindy would talk about how great you were. And I think she was pretty sad that you left.
Yeah, it was disheartening. I loved the practice. I loved working there. It was a great environment. I loved my patients, cool cases. You know, I really love chiropractic and I also love functional medicine and nutrition and labs, things like that. And also biohacking, you know, so that wellness center was an amazing blend of all of those. It was a perfect fit, except I just honestly got so exhausted by the lockdown in California. It really made me second guess and question a lot of things. Like the whole time I was in school, I was like, I'm staying in this state for like 5-10 years after I graduate. Cause I loved it so much. And then, just rubber hit the road, I guess. And I kind of saw a lot of the way people were thinking and I'm like, all businesses were struggling. And one of my mentors was just like, you know, sometimes you just have to face the facts, you know, and it was actually really painful for me to leave the West Coast and to leave that practice because it felt like this dream of mine was being just ripped away without my control, you know, and I was pretty sad about it for about a year. Honestly, I was like, maybe I'll move back, you know, whatever. And even in the midst of building a practice here, there were still some of those emotions. And so loved working with her. She's awesome. I'll always speak highly of her. But yeah, it just, unfortunately, the circumstances kind of, it just wasn't healthy for me anymore, really. It was really wearing on me. So I was like, okay, I got to take care of myself and start somewhere else for the time being. So,
you know, something I got to tell you, there's a huge dichotomy, you know, because here you are truly wanting to get to root cause of health, mm-hmm. right? You know, and we know that lies in the nervous system. We know that, you know, we know all that, but you were in a global level, getting to the root cause, and you were in an environment that was just truly, and a lot of states, probably all, the world was like this, you know, California, especially in Northern California, where it was much thicker, right? You know, if I was places were at a, from 1 to 10, they might've been at a 10, you know, we were at 15 or 20, you know, and
belly of the beast.
And nobody was talking about root cause, obviously, because everyone knows that no one was talking about that. It was like, man, you know, I get it, Jared. I really I get it. Was it like, I'm going to Florida, or were you looking at different places, or, you know, you could easily jump to Arizona and still had 1 foot in California kind of deal, you know, or at least reach over and touch it, you know, what got you to Florida?
So I was looking at Ohio, Indiana, and Florida mainly. Reason why, because I had significant connections in Ohio and Indiana still, because I knew at that point I needed community. Because the thing, I think COVID, the lockdown wouldn't have been so hard for me had like all my friends not moved away, had I had no family, you know. So I was looking for a support system. I mean, I lost like 20 pounds because I was just like so stressed. But anyways, things didn't really work out in Ohio and Indiana for various reasons, and I'm actually really glad. And so Florida, I mean, I always came here growing up on vacations. My grandparents had a house in Sarasota. You know, it felt familiar. It's by the water. I love being by the water. So I actually came to Florida on kind of a little scouting trip. I had 4 different leads, and then did my best to pick the best one. So that's kind of why I came to Florida. It felt like all roads to Florida for a second. Like, my moving expenses were paid, sign-on bonus, like everything. So I was like, whoa, I guess here we go. So that's kind of how it happened. So, and it's great. I've had a lot of independence to kind of create what we want to create. So.
Right.
I was going to say the same thing. Like, so when you got there, so you found this practice. And we want to hear that process too, because you kind of told us a little bit already. It wasn't a thriving practice.
No, it wasn't a thriving practice. The doctor had been in practice for quite a while, and he actually quit doing chiropractic. He was mainly focusing on some of the biohacking services. Not really sure why, but anyways, I would say it was seeing anywhere from, I can't really remember, but about 20 patients a week, maybe max. And so, but the location, pristine. Okay. So great location, great space, great rent. So we kind of, I was really lucky to have my business partner, Dr. Josh Bell, kind of have more experience with buying practices. He had had 3 or 4 in Indiana. And so I really leaned on his expertise with evaluating it, making that decision. But I'm really glad we did. We're very centrally located, great parking, you know, that kind of thing. So that was kind of like, okay, yeah, maybe the patient books aren't overflowing. Definitely not. But there's a lot of really good tools here that we can use that we want to capitalize on. So we went for it.
I think it's brilliant. You know, and I have to tell you that, you know, people come to me all the time and say, hey, can you help me out? You just talk with me. I'm thinking about buying this practice. And I go, good. Well, tell me about the practice. And they go, well, it's seen whatever it's seen, 100 visits a week. Let's just say I'm making that up, or 200, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. And da, da, da. And I go, okay, good. And how much is it going to cost to buy? What's the ticket price on it? Right. And they go like, I don't know, 300 or 400,000, whatever it is. And it's not bad to do that if you integrate in certain ways, but I just scratch my head and say, especially new practitioners, you know, because it's like, you know, Mary, you and I know this, you know, practices regenerate every 4 months, maybe 6 months. You know, if they didn't regenerate and they always stay, you wouldn't need to have new patients. And if you go to a practice that's 20 years old, they shouldn't have to take on any new patients, but we just know that's not how life works, right? So why go out and buy something that's going to have to regenerate like that? And I'm not saying it's bad. There's some really good deals out there and good things, but, you know, on the overall, you know, when you can do what you did and buy something that's at 20 visits, they're just looking for probably the owner was just looking for a way to get out, right? You took the lease, you probably picked it up on nothing, you repainted it, you made it yours on the inside, and boom, next thing you know, you've got this great thing that you're growing, and obviously you guys have exploded this practice right over in Naples, you know?
Yeah, we still have, I mean, we have a lot to work to do. We actually have a preceptor already with us, which is great. She's looking to work with us when she's done with her preceptorship. So that's exciting. I mean, we're about anywhere from 80 to 100 visits a week now. So we definitely have room to grow. But it's pretty exciting to do it in about a year. So June was the year mark officially. So. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Mm-hmm. And I know we didn't, I just kind of have to ask these questions that are in my head now.
How are you getting? Yeah. Sorry, what?
How are you getting people in? What's like your marketing?
Yeah. Okay. So I moved to Naples and I didn't know a soul. Okay. So I have been going, I've gone to more events than I ever expected to go to, which is great. So Naples, a little bit about the culture here. First of all, it's very seasonal. It used to be even more seasonal. So a lot of people are here for the winters, go back home for the summers, right? So during the winter, it is event season. And so I've been to some of the most luxurious events that I would not imagine being a guest of. And, you know, I don't know anybody, just going up and being like, hey, what's your name? What do you do? Right. And so you just got to start somewhere. And it's pretty cool because now I'll go to events and I'll know a few people in the room, you know, not a ton, but maybe five, you know. And so I just broke into a new bubble last week. I went in the room and I didn't know anybody. And I'm like, okay, I could be intimidated by this or I could be excited by this. Right. This is a new Naples bubble. And so that's why we've been doing it. We've done some social media marketing. We've gone through a couple companies just trying to find the right fit. I have a great guy now. He's awesome. We get like 10 new leads a day. So that's good. But yeah, so social media marketing, I'm always like posting on Instagram, trying to do interviews. Yeah. And then I've networked a lot with different trainers, other healthcare providers. Yeah. I'm just always talking, always thinking about the business. So
I love
you're a good networker.
Yeah, I'll try.
I'm going to challenge you on something because I don't know if you're always working on the business or always working on your passion.
And true. True.
You know, and then that transforms it. Cause I know how passionate you are and your mm-hmm. story is so compelling. I mean, how long were you, you know, you came back from Africa and you were, you know, showing signs of dis-ease for mm-hmm. 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
4 years.
Mm-hmm. My gosh. And you were how old?
So I was a freshman in high school. So from freshman high school to college.
Like 15 years old, something like that, whatever.
Yeah.
My mm-hmm. gosh. I mean, you know, that's to have someone like you, how I know Jared, mm-hmm. have the light dimmed down that to go that much down for 4 years. Wow. It's like, you know, so, and that's where that comes from, right? The passion to care about life and health, you know, and root cause, you know, I love that root cause.
Yeah. You know? I mean, when there's a better way, you get fired up about it. You know, you got to tell everybody. So that's how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it just flows like that. You know, Jared, I've got a question for you when you know, cause I know, you know, you're on social media and, you know, I know, you know, when we talk about Mindy, I mean, you probably learned mm-hmm. a lot just being there cause she's up on social media, you know, millions mm-hmm. of followers and that kind of thing. But, in your space, you know, you came mm-hmm. in and, you know, here you are in Naples and you've got this practice going and you've been there a year, let's say, and, you know, you're just, you know, and you do a lot of the work that you love to do. When you start seeing that, you know, people getting healthy and stuff like that, I'm talking about more for our practitioners right now who are out like you for, you know, or just started, you know, their own practice 14 months ago or a year ago, you know, what would you share with them, you know, like to focus on? You know, as they start to, you know, grow their practice and be able to move forward like that, what would be some of your advice to them, you know, from what you saw that worked for you and not just outside stuff? You could share that too, but inside stuff also.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, it just like, even through chiropractic school, there were people who were saying, okay, what's your why? Right. And my why always was to see people healed. That's it. Right. And so, and it's like to see it happen. It's an acknowledgement that it's not necessarily me doing the healing, right. It's just watching the miracle happen. And then also I think just having a confidence that you have what it takes. And like, even if you move the needle 5%, 1% each visit or with each, you know, recommendation, that's a lot better than they're going to get anywhere else. And so just being confident that every little bit that you do, yeah, okay, maybe you'll have a 25% move the needle. That's a great day, right? But other days it might just be 1%. And so I think just realizing that like every touch, every adjustment, every recommendation is driving health. And that's just like the law of it's the natural law that's happening. And you can really just rest in the surety of that. Like it doesn't have to come from your effort or stress or things like that. And so I think having that confidence of just like, hey, let me rope you into this natural system that works and you will get better. And just resting on the truth of that has really just kind of taken the pressure off. Yeah, of course, there's still pressure, but just remembering that that's the drive. You will be healed when you follow natural law. I think that's been kind of the most beautiful thing about starting a practice. It's just falling into the natural rhythm of things and letting it happen and building a system around that. So
Mary, I love that. You will be healed. Follow natural law. And it's like, yes. I mean, you know, yes, that's how plants work, right? You know, it's like natural law, you know, it's like, I love it. It's just, oh gosh. You know, I don't care what someone's in practice, you know, if we could just say that to someone like you just did with conviction, and obviously through that, you know, yourself too, and but, you know, you will be healed. Because I think what happens with young practitioners, and Mary, we've seen this with, you know, with interns that have come into our office and associates that we've had over the years in San Diego, you know, they're like waiting, they're expecting the results to be right then, you know, and the mindset that we have to impart is, you know, if you follow this, you'll have healing, but you've got to give it time also, because natural law, you know, the principle number six, right? You know, processes take time, right? And that's a big thing to teach people, but I love it.
Well, and I guess my question too is like, can you, like, I want to dive into that just a little bit more about the confidence part for anyone who's listening, who's like, well, I'm confident or I don't have the confidence. Like, where did you get your confidence? You're a young doctor. Like, you haven't practiced long, you haven't been on this earth that long. And like, where did the confidence come from?
I think several things. I mean, first of all, my own journey, I saw it work for me, right? I also trust those who have gone before me and who I've learned from. Like, so whether that's the technique or my mentors, right? Or in a book I read, I'm like, okay, if this worked, let's try it. It'll probably work again, you know? So those things. And then also just like my spirituality as well. So there is a lot of times where I believe God gives me the confidence that and reassures me in moments of maybe timidity or unsureness. And so I think it's kind of like a three-pronged thing. It's like, okay, my people mentors, God, and then of course, just like my own personal experience. So I just try to lean into those, I guess. It really kind of all comes down to spirituality in a lot of ways, I think. We can agree, but those are the three main ways.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Can I ask another question, Ron, before you jump in?
Absolutely.
Just because I'm just, again, it's for our audience and I'm curious too. Like it just sounds like other people might hear you that it was easy for you. Like, oh, I had faith and I had confidence. So it's been kind of easy. What challenges have you had? You've had to have some challenges.
Okay. So there were times, like, especially during first, second quarter in school, I'm going back to school, where there were days where I'm like, should I drop out? Can I do this? This is such a large amount of information. Everyone who has a science background seems to know their stuff more than me. But just time tells too. I was like, I started doing better in class than some of my friends who I thought were going to beat me out. You know, not that it's a competition, but just time will tell. And so there were days when I would walk to school, cause I used to live really close to school. And I had a list of affirmations on my phone and I would just say them out loud. You know, what's actually true about me? Okay, I've done things well in the past. I can do things well again, right? So just working through it that way, just having positive self-talk. We talked about, you know, thoughts, traumas, toxins. So just making sure my thoughts were in line. And then it's definitely, pause for a second.
Yeah.
I think in terms of patient care, I think I just was, I took so, I had such good mentors that by the time I got to clinic, it was more about just like watching it unfold. So I guess with working with patients, and I'll still have some too where I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And you know, you have a little bit of a panic moment, but then it's just all about going back to the basics. Okay, so what could this symptom be coming from? Interference, whether that's structural, chemical, or emotional, right? So I just really have to kind of center myself pull back, go back to the basics. And then I'm like, okay, let's just treat it as a simple problem, because it really is just manifesting a bit differently in every patient. So that's kind of what helps me, I guess, process through it. I definitely have had my hurdles and struggles, but I just keep powering through, I guess. So,
but in practice,
hopefully that answers your question. Sorry.
Well, that leads me to my question. In where you are right now in Naples, you know, this 14-month-old practice, you know, has it just been like this the whole time, or has there been, like, for our viewers to hear, was there any freakouts or times where you went and just said, oh, my head feels like, is this being pulled like this? I'll make that up. But whatever, you know, were there times where there was doubt and, you know, just the human stuff that happens?
Oh, yeah, completely. Completely. There are times where I'm like, why did I move here? Was this a mistake? You know, just like really nervous, like, oh, okay, this better work out. But I mean, yeah, just from a number standpoint, every month just keeps getting better. So that's good. Emotionally, it's been like this, you know, but just keep on, I guess. And with my patients too, I'm just really kind of informal, and I think they really like that. So that helps a lot. So they can probably sense if I'm having a rough day or not too, but I'm just honest. And obviously I'm not overly personal, but yeah, there's definitely been ups and downs. The times when I was like, maybe I should move back to the West Coast, back home, you know. But no, there's just a power in seeing it through, you know, and I really want to see it through. And so, and that's where you get the success, right? From just keep going. So that's where I'm at right now.
Well, that's great, because that's what I think, the humanness is really what, to me, what helps when you hear a story. Because you hear in your story, people might say, oh God, this guy is like smart. He's a smart guy. He's outgoing. So of course everything's going to be easy for him. Like,
When I moved here, so I don't take any medications at all. And when I moved here, it was such a difficult transition. I was seriously wondering if I should go on an antidepressant, like, and I never think that way. And so like, I definitely hit one of the lowest points in my life, just the transition of moving away from the West Coast, moving to Florida, very isolated, building a business from scratch, you know, like it was everything that could be hard at once. And I was like, huh, do I need a pharmaceutical drug right now? And no shame to those who, you know, need that. But for me, then I was just like, okay, what can I do? So then I started just like working out religiously, and that helped a lot, and just keep going, right? But no, I definitely had some very frail human moments, and everyone close to me, a phone call away, would be able to confirm that. So.
But the beautiful thing is, you know, that's what propels us into success. You know,
right.
Success doesn't propel success. It's, and I don't want to say failure, but because it wasn't failure, but those hard moments are what make us, you know, that's what makes us who we are. You know, it's not the cars and the this and that. That's just kind of like, you know, outside stuff. That's the clothing. Right. That's the clothing. That doesn't make the person, you know. What makes the person is what's on the inside, and that's how we grow.
And yeah, exactly.
That is the stuff, you know. I mean, that is the stuff that people have to go through, that most people go through, that they don't even want to bring up. But it really is the stuff, you know. And I know you didn't need antidepressants, but really what it was, you know, you had to reach out for help, right? And reach out to people and do that. I love that you talk about your affirmations. I love, you know, and we were all the thoughts, you know, because it is, man, thoughts, traumas, and toxins. But, you know, working on the thoughts and doing that, I'm sure you're doing it these days too, reading affirmations and doing it. Mm-hmm. It's part of that pattern, and it's amazing. So,
yeah.
I'm inspired.
I know. And thank you for being raw. Like, that's, you know, the feedback that I get from these when I get text messages are from the ones where people, the students usually text me, and they'll go, oh my gosh, that Life by Life West was so real and honest and raw. That's the stuff they want to hear. So thank you for being open enough to saying that. That's the stuff that like permeates inside of people and saying like, I'm going to be okay, because I might fail as well. And if he can do it, I can do it. So thank
that's
you.
That's what I want everyone to get. It's just like, you know, and that's the, I think sometimes maybe the point of why we go through stuff. It's just like, okay, if I went through it, you can do it. Come on, let's do it. So,
yeah so true. All right. Well, listen, we're winding down, but we've got it on every one of our Life by Life West. We always ask two questions, right? And these are just innate answers that could change it. But we ask you this in 30 minutes, it could be totally different, you know, or tomorrow could be totally different, but they're just 30 right. kind of answers, just whatever innately comes to you. Mary, I'll do the first one.
Okay.
So Jared, if Dr. Jared right now, if you were speaking to Jared ward in first day of chiropractic school, what advice would you give yourself?
I would say someone is going to need you to know every single thing someday. Like every fact is important. Because I've had patients be like, come in and they're like, oh, I had an intussusception or whatever. And they're like, do you know what that is? And I'm like, yes. And because I know what that is, again, like that helps them respect you more. That helps them take what you have to say seriously. Right. So that's what I would say. And then, secondly, I would just tell myself to rest, like rest in, like live from a place of rest and safety and security, knowing that everything's going to be okay. And you don't have to frantically strive. I guess that's kind of, those are the two things I would say. Yeah. Pay attention and rest.
I love it.
Love it. Okay. So the second question, we're still going to give you a chance to go back and give yourself advice, but now you're going to go back and now you're Dr. Jared Ward, you're licensed and it's the first day of practice. Now, what advice would you give yourself?
Ask more questions of your mentors.
That's awesome.
That's it.
That's I know. And did you do that?
I did my best. I asked as many questions as I could. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Cause you know what? Truthfully,
that's a great question.
We were just on a Life by Life West. We were talking about, you know, like people go out and reinvent the wheel, you know, mm-hmm. They can spend all their time reinventing the wheel. They're still going to come out with a wheel.
Right.
Well, I reinvent it when people have already invented it. Go and talk to them. Right. And I think in addition to that, Jared, is make sure you have mentors, you know, make sure that you find mentors, right. That you can lean on. Cause I think the most beautiful thing about the chiropractic profession is that everybody wants to help each other, you know, everybody, you know, and it's,
I love that.
Yeah, it is. Like we all want it. Your success is my success and Mary's because we're helping the planet, right? And that's what it is. So awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, Jared. I appreciate the time we got to spend with you and I appreciate the hard work you're putting in. You're very inspiring and to be able to watch you grow and, you know, and we'll keep tabs and see where you're at. You got to get back to the wave sometime and, you know,
yes.
And be back at the college. You'll see amazing things that have changed here, but I'm just inspired and I appreciate all the work you're doing and keep sharing all your knowledge and all your heart with everyone that you see. So
thank you. Appreciate it so much. And I really appreciate you both as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you. This was a fun Life by Life West.
Good.
Great. And to our viewers, thank you. You know, thanks for tuning in week after week. We drop these Life by Life Wests every other week. Opposite weeks is our Life West leadership line. Without you sharing this with other people and spreading, because there's stuff that Dr. Jared said today that I think everybody needs to hear. You know, I don't care where they are in practice or if they're in school, in life, you know, just to be able to hear, you know, the messages are just amazing. And the results that we're getting, that we're hearing from our viewers are just incredible. So thank you for dropping, you know, Dr. Mary and I letters and emails more than anything and being able to share that. Because I'm traveling all over the world now and people are telling me, we're just in Europe and people are saying, oh man, I watch your Life by Life West. I watch your leadership lines. They're incredible. Yada, yada, yada. It's just, they're asking for subtitles is what they want, but it's just, it's amazing. So, but it's not from us. It's from you sharing. So thank you for doing that. And, just remember, you know, that you are more powerful than you were ever led to believe, and that we have a healing ability within us to be able to share with others and within ourselves also to make this world a better place. And that's what these Life by Life Wests are about. So for myself, for my partner in life and health, Mary Oberstein, and for Jared Ward, who's over sitting in beautiful Naples, Florida, we all, you know, just want to just bid you adieu and take care of yourself this week. We'll see you the next time on Life by Life West, and keep loving those around you and hugging those around you. There's more than enough love to keep spreading it. So we'll see you again soon.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.